Pope Francis is shaking up the Catholic Church again today, this time radically reforming a process that had been unchanged for 300 years. That is marriage annulments. The Pope issued two rulings to make it faster, easier, and cheaper for Catholics to obtain annulments. And joining us with some perspective on this is Kathleen Cummings, director of the Kashua Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you tell us, I mean, how significant is this move by the Pope?
As with many moves of Pope Francis, it's very significant without being something that is actually changing much.
Meaning what?
Meaning that it is a significant compromise and change in the way annulments are granted, but it's not changing church doctrine or teaching. It's not changing the traditional ban on divorced Catholics from receiving communion.
Interesting, because I think the Pope has said that the new policy isn't meant to actually help people end marriages. In fact, quite the opposite.
Not at all. No, Pope Francis is not intending to make annulments more available, more common, but he's trying to streamline the process.
Okay, and so, I mean, what was the problem with the process before?
The process is often very prolonged. It's the church takes marriage very seriously. So if there's an investigation into whether a marriage is invalid, according to church teaching, the process is very long and drawn out. It involves a lot of people. And for people in the process, they spend a long time really being mired in a bureaucracy, people who feel that their status is ambiguous for the years that the process can take. So the idea here is to shorten the process, to reduce the time that people find themselves in that state of limbo.
And does the Pope's one pronouncement then just make it so, or does it have to go through any other sort of process at the Vatican before it can apply to Catholics worldwide?
In this case, it was issued through a motu proprio, which means on his own impulse, and the Pope is acting on his own, although he acted with advice of many people who studied the question. But yes, it will take effect on December 8th of this year.
Okay. Well, Kathleen, let's just take a step back here, because I'd like to understand more broadly how this fits into Francis's papacy thus far. I mean, a lot of critics have said that perhaps this latest pronouncement on annulments amounts to good PR because he's coming to the United States fairly soon. And I understand that the U.S. accounts for half of the annulments carried out worldwide.
It's true. It's interesting. This motu proprio affects the American situation somewhat less than the rest of the world in that in the United States, there have been efforts to reduce costs of annulments, to reduce the amount of time it takes. So the United States actually has a pretty good record on this question in particular.
Well, then how are the Pope's critics responding to this announcement? I mean, the Pope saying that marriage remains, you know, a concrete union and the church isn't wavering from that. But I imagine that his critics still think that annulments shouldn't be made any easier.
I think that he would have had far more criticism if the topic proposed for the upcoming synod in October, which is to revisit the ban on divorced and remarried Catholics receiving communion, that would be interpreted as a much greater threat to the sanctity of marriage than actually this is really, it's moving along a process that doesn't challenge the sanctity of marriage. It actually respects it in that it allows people who want to get remarried in the church, who take marriage very seriously, understand that it allows them to do so more quickly. So I think this is actually something that may forestall a lot of that expected criticism rather than increase it.
Interesting. You know, I noticed that you said that this is a sort of in line with what Francis does, right? He makes a very big headline-grabbing announcement, but doesn't actually change much when it comes to the details and how the Vatican views things. But then on the other hand, when we started this conversation, I said that Pope Francis is radically reforming a three-century-old process today. So was I wrong to say that? Is Francis not quite the radical that we in the media make him out to be?
You were not wrong. And I think that's the interesting thing about this and so many other things. What Pope Francis is doing, he is making significant gestures and changes that have a great deal of meaning. This move is underscoring what has been the message of his papacy and the thing that he says is the Lord's greatest message to the church, mercy. Mercy is open to everyone. And announcing this as one of the initiatives in the Year of Mercy is in line with what he's been saying all along throughout his papacy.
But he's been also saying so much, though. I mean, recently he made that announcement that women who have had abortions can be formally forgiven by priests. He's also spoken out on global warming, about the inequality gap gap. I mean, just a wide variety of issues that a lot of people think is, you know, it's the Pope's way of sort of bridging the gap between what the Vatican formally says and how Catholics actually really live their lives. But could there be repercussions to this approach that he's taking?
I think what he's doing is affirming that, yes, there are rules and rules are important, but then there are people. And what I hear so many people say about why they love Pope Francis is because he seems to be putting the people ahead of the laws. He knows there are situations in this case, certainly in the case of women who have had abortions, where people are in great pain and suffering. And he's saying that the Lord's love and the Lord's mercy is open to them as well. He means business when he declares it a year of mercy. And these recent announcements are just a sign of how seriously he wants the church to take that message.
Kathleen Cummings is the director of the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at Notre Dame. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.